for Flavin are calling it quits, and you won't believe who came between them.
And Busta Rhymes is out here busting heads. We'll explain.
And later, Andrew Front is talking to Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg about their new movie, Me Time.
Welcome to Dish Nation, baby! Hey!
Guys, now Brad's out, but you know it's going to be a party because Heidi and Frank are here! Yay! Yay! Heidi's wearing the salmon, Frank is wearing the black.
Yes.
That's right. So let's dive in. First up, Sherry, what you got?
All right, normally we do the Dish Baby Report, but today, are y'all ready? It's called the Babiest Report. All right? And the reason why we call it the Babiest Report is because Nick Cannon is expecting his 10th child.
Oh, wow. That escalated quickly.
I just think it's really cool that Nick Cannon has had sex 10 times.
Yeah. Nick Cannon shared a video from the maternity shoot with mom Brittany Bell and said, "Time stopped and this happened." He also used the hashtag sunrise, and its sunrise was spelled S-O-N, so it seems like the baby that's on the way is going to be a boy. Brittany is also the mother of Nick's son, Golden, and the daughter, Powerful Queen. So she's already got two kids
Nick. Wait a second. You named a baby Powerful Queen?
Oh, rad. You should hear the other name.
Third grade playground. Can you imagine? Oh, somebody's a powerful queen. You're setting her up to be not liked.
It's tough.
I can't wait to watch her lose her first spelling bee. Wrong, powerful queen.
Oh, my gosh. Is anybody surprised by this and or irritated by this?
No, not at all.
No.
He's going to have like 5-6 more, y'all. Like, he's going to keep going.
I'm not surprised because I look at the baby's mamas and it's like, I'm surprised he only has 10. Listen, I'd be getting those women pregnant every chance I could.
Nick Cannon has excellent taste. We know that for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll give him that. Listen, everything that I think tastes good doesn't get pregnant.
See now.
Y'all, earlier this week, we told you things were rocky between Sylvester Stallone and his wife, Jennifer Flavin. Even covered up a tattoo of her face with his late dog, Butkus, y'all. He did that. Yeah. Well, after 25 years of marriage, Jennifer has filed for divorce. Oh. According to documents, she believes Sly is hiding marital assets.
Wow. Yeah. Hiding marital?
Hiding money and houses and jewelry and all that.
But here's the best part. The divorce may have been caused by an argument over whether he can get a new dog.
How many times have you been in that one, Frank?
I have had that argument many times. Where it's the max. Like, as we get older, we'd like to have the freedom to go and do stuff. When you have a dog, it's always kind of a chain to the house. But would you end a 25-year marriage over a pet or anything? I mean, or was there something else?
Dogs are so loyal, and sometimes when you get that bond with a certain pet, you kind of want to keep that energy going. I tell people in my house all the time that our dog is my second favorite person in the house. I never tell them the first.
That's true. Yeah. Who's the first?
It's to be a mystery. I'm taking that with me to the grave.
All right, well, in case you forgot, Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke split from husband Matthew Lawrence back in February. Then a few weeks ago, Matthew was hanging out with Chili from TLC. And they said they were just friends, but check this out. Cheryl just dropped a TikTok with a text overlaying saying, quote, "When he said he would never talk to her again, yet I found text messages, Viagra, and a necklace hidden in a pair of his shoes."
Wow. That sounds like
she didn't say she was referring to Matthew, but that's what most of the followers assumed.
But you know what, Heidi? I don't think it was Chili from TLC, because otherwise, in her hashtags, she'd have said, "No scrubs," or "These are my my confessions," or hashtag, "Don't go chasing waterfall."
Creep. Yeah, the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
That's right. Stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to.
Come on, bro. Cialis is better. Like,
what would your lady do if you had, like, some Cialis that you were keeping from her?
She would shoot me.
She would shoot you?
Yeah, she would shoot me.
What? We were in Mexico, and we were flying back, and in the airports of Mexico, there's, like, pharmacies. And I saw that there was, like, these 25 milligram Cialis. Yeah. And I was like, hey, not that I need it. But I will take it in secret and really impress my wife.
Absolutely.
It wasn't for anybody else, but my wife ended up finding the Cialis that I had hidden from her, and she's like, "Are you having an affair?"
Oh, yeah, that's a fight.
Who's the Cialis for? I'm like, "It's for you, babe. You know I'm too lazy to have an affair."
You know what? I misheard this whole damn story. And I heard Viagra necklace, and I thought it was like one of those candy necklaces.
Oh,
no.
Heidi.
Yeah,
while
you're right. That's my picture.
Heidi, they give those away at Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't know.
Every pearl necklace starts out as a Viagra necklace.
It really does.
Sure.
It really does.
We should make those though. They should make those.
I've been taking my clothes off.
I'll be good like 20 minutes.
Well, moving on, it looks like Busta Rhymes wanted fans at a recent show that he doesn't really mean to touch it when he performs. Now, there's a viral video making its rounds right now. Busta slapping a woman's hand away.
Damn, Busta! Busta, what it is?
Like he was a pissed off grandmother. You think this will teach fans to keep their hands to themselves,
this
y'all?
This girl was hammered.
Yeah.
This couldn't have been an isolated incident. I think there's other things that happened first because, like, Busta is a pro.
That's true. I thought that too.
Like, this probably wasn't the first time she reached out. Last time she probably got a hold of him. This is just a small clip.
That's true.
Thing.
You know, little boys are taught, you know, you can't lay your hands on them and you can't touch a little girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Women are never taught that. So, and I've been grabbed at public events and stuff. I've been grabbed and treated way worse by women than I ever have a man. Yeah.
Women.
Oh, yeah. They just grab.
Heidi had a woman bite her face.
No.
Are you serious? I've been bit. I've been licked. I've been grabbed like a bowling ball.
Oh my god.
That sounds like my Sundays.
Not like
oh my god. Gary, you would lose your mind if your man was grabbing on somebody on stage. You would lose your mind.
I sure damn would, honey. That bastard be up on that widow when I go home, but still. Mm-hmm, I do it too.
Yo, Gary, so Busta laid the slap on the lady's hands. What do you do when someone tries to reach up and feel your goods without your permission?
Mm. Well, if I'm in the back and they touch me, I love it. But in the front, that doesn't happen. So that's not working.
Okay.
All righty.
I have a necklace.
All right. Well, this episode's just going to keep getting sexier because society would have you think that men cheat more than women.
Nope.
A California study conducted by YouGov says women in long-term relationships are more likely to cheat and have secret lovers than men. Finally, the truth comes out.
Thank you.
According to an expert, while men like to step out of their relationships because they have spontaneous desire, women, your kind, tend to step out because they get bored in the bedroom and they crave triggered desire.
Why can't we have spontaneous desire?
Triggered desire. Sherry, do you agree with this study?
Absolutely. How many times can you fake it? It's very hard.
They're talking about we should express our sexual desires, but my thing is this. If you start off in a supine position and then I decide to tell you, I want to do the lithotomy position, then you're going to wonder about who I've been with.
What is the lithotomy position?
Is when you're on your back and your legs up. The supine is when you're in your stomach, baby. Google it up.
I ain't Googling.
Well, I think to Gary's point, if you try something new because you thought of it or saw it, then whoever you're having sex with, it's like, who are you sleeping with?
Something new.
Right.
Maybe even instigating. I think maybe if the woman's bored and she's waiting on you to woo her, if she comes home and she starts doing the being the aggressor, so to speak, she is probably having an affair.
Don't say that.
Well, she's going to be like, who taught you that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Your man's going to say yes to whatever you want to do.
Right.
It might be a little uncomfortable to have that conversation, but if you're like, what if or what about, like, your dumb idiot husband is going to say yes.
Yeah, he's going to say yes, 100% of the time. All right, up next, Scott Disick has a new smash alert, and she's the daughter of a famous singer. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. We've got a
smash alert.
This is the age-appropriate edition.
What? Oh.
I know. It took a couple failed relationships with some of Hollywood's youngest, oddest girls, but Scott Disick is finally dating someone older than him.
What?
Again.
Hell is over, Heidi.
I know.
Whoa.
He's 38. Okay. He's dating 43-year-old Kimberly Stewart, daughter of rock icon Rod Stewart.
Oh. That's why.
We have a source here at Dish Nation claiming that Scott and Kimberly wanted to wait a bit before going public, and they're getting to know each other in a different way than seeing each other as just friends. Mm. This might seem new to us, but I guess Scott Disick and Kimberly have sort of been together in the past a little bit.
Okay.
Now he's dipping back into the goodie jar.
Oh, goodie jar.
If you want my daughter and you think she's sexy, come on, sugar, let me know.
She is more age appropriate. That's very nice to him.
That's nice to see. You know what? He learned his lesson. He learned his lesson.
Now, I don't think so, Chewy, because there's a thing about when an older man dates a younger woman, there's something going on where he feels he can control the younger girl a little bit more. You're 43 years old. Right. You're not falling for all that bitch. So I don't know if Scott Disick will be able to handle dating a grown woman. That's why they get younger girls. They're more willing to believe the bull.
This was probably a pact. Back when they were dating, after he got officially divorced from Courtney, they had an on and off like real relationship, a fling, and they said, "Hey, if we're not with anybody in my early 40s and your late 30s, how about we hook up again?"
There you go.
He's going back to the well because, he's sick and tired of the young girls.
Done running.
I mean, I feel bad for the guy. He's just wore out. I can't do it anymore.
You guys,
I can't
have the conversation. I am sick and tired of young, supple bodies.
If another
girl in her early 20s with a million followers on Instagram and like her little TikTok,
I just can't take it.
Slides in my DMs. Get the hell out of here.
Okay, you guys, the next story is absolutely disgusting. So the game has started an online game called Anything for the Game. The game has started an online game show called Anything for the Game. You game? You down?
I don't know yet.
I'm kind of game. Go.
Okay, this is where he dares fans to do some pretty gross random things for a prize. Check this out.
So you got to dig in the trash can. First thing you find food-wise, you just got to eat. Let's go.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gagging.
No, what's wrong with
gross
people?
Is this,
anything for the clout, y'all. Anything for the clout. Like, stop it, y'all. Stop.
It's really degrading. I might eat something or drink something out of a trash can if they had a gun to my wife's head, if they were going to strangle a puppy.
Yes. Or put you in a movie co-starring with Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah, I would do that.
I might do it if you're talking.
Yeah, right.
If you're talking like $1 million. To eat something out of a trash can, I might consider it. But a pair of Balenciaga.
And she got the tennis shoes.
Chewy, though. For real. If you had the chance to get with Lupita, but you had to take like two big bites out of something from the trash can, for real, big bites, could you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm eating the whole damn trash can. Yes. And then I'm eating her in Wakanda. Hello. Yes, sir, boy. Yep.
You want to go ahead and do it? I don't think I can.
Wakanda forever. All right, coming up, Andrew Freud sits down with Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg to dish about their new comedy, Me Time, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg to talk about their new film, Me Time, coming to Netflix. Check it out.
Kev, we're back together.
He just popped in. He wasn't even here.
He wasn't even here.
And
now,
boom.
Very important question. In this film, we see Mark's rear end.
Mm-hmm. Stunt putt.
Simple question.
Stunt putt.
What'd you think of that ass?
What did I think of that
ass? Yeah.
I didn't get to see it. You know, like when we were doing the scene, right? Because the way that we shot it, he just comes up, he hugs me. So my reaction is like, whoa, like what's happening? When he walked away, I'm looking at the boat. So I never really got to see it, right? And then after that, we used the stunt ass.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't get to see
first
my
of
actual
all,
ass.
Take two.
Yeah.
He was holding me like that.
Yes. Very cute. It was great. It was a good scene.
Kev, what are you doing? Sorry, man. I'm just trying to make it work.
Like, obviously, in this film, your character plans these elaborate parties, but if you were going to plan a party for Kevin, what would that party look like, Mark?
Good question.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hopefully, that would be this evening.
Okay.
I'm in the planning stages now.
There we go.
As we speak. His wife will be there, so he'll be very well behaved.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you guys have been doing this press tour a little bit. I want to mix it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You are going to be Mark Wahlberg. Not an impression. Just you're going to answer questions as you think he would answer them.
Easy.
And you are going to answer questions as you think Kevin Hart would answer. Mark, I'm going to start with you.
Yes.
Your character in this film is in the nude. What's one of the stranger places you've been in the nude in, Mark?
I would have to go on my first fitness tape. My first fitness tape.
Yeah.
If you guys look, I had the dumbbells, and I'm in the pool. A lot of people are wondering how you can work out in the pool.
Okay, yeah. All right, Kevin, Kevin.
Shut up!
Man. Okay, all right. Kevin, wrapping up, Kevin. Kevin, what does your me time look like?
It's all me time. It's called most selfish man in the world. Where you from?
Here.
I got two concerts here. Sold out. 50,000. 50,000 people.
Tickets?
Yeah, man, shut up. I like a whisper, too. And I like to yell at everybody.
Where you from? Up here. 50,000 people.
Final question for Mark and Kevin. Mark, I will start with you. Why should people watch this movie, Mark?
Is out.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. And Kevin, final thoughts, Kevin.
This was good.
I mean, Dave Chappelle's good.
This is good.
I got two shows tonight.
This is good. This was good. This is really good. This was really good.
Okay.
This is really good.
All right.
This is really good. Where you from? Here. Two shows. It's fun. Big time people.
Thank you guys.
Sorry, we'll talk to you.
All right. If this doesn't go viral, then I don't know what it is.
Oh, right? That's really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
Thank
man.
You, guys.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so
Dish is it!
All right, you guys, this story will make you laugh. It will make you remember some times in your life.
What?
It is amazing.
Okay.
Listen, it's no secret that Ozzy Osbourne
laughing.
Has had his run-ins with drugs in the past. He recently revealed what he vowed would never make him do drugs again. He said after swallowing about 10 tabs.
Oh, God.
I'm guessing that's a lot. He took a walk in a field where he ended up talking to a horse.
Okay.
For one whole hour.
Okay, all
he
right.
He talked to a horse for an hour. And towards the end of the hour-long conversation...
They start talking back.
Here's where it gets
no,
a little weird.
Did it?
It sure did. Ozzy said, the old sitting around and told me to f*** off. And that was it for me.
Yeah!
If my dog looks at me and says, share off, it would be worth it to take 10 tablets of acid.
We were doing the radio show, the Heidi and Frank show here in Los Angeles,
yes,
California.
Right.
Check it out.
KLOS.
And this girl calls in, and Frank, I don't know if you remember this or not, but and the way she told the story was so funny. Her and her boyfriend took some stuff, as Tanner says, and they went to a park. And they were okay. sitting on a park bench. And for about 45 minutes, they watched what they thought were two puppies playing in this park. And as they started to kind of come down from whatever they took, they realized it was two plastic bags, like from the grocery store.
No.
And the wind was kind of
no.
like...
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.